had a chance to talk a couple of weeks. You got a couple of meets under your belt now and getting ready for the Don Stein. You feel like you guys are, God, looks like your field event guys and your track guys, you're in a pretty good spot after the first couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yeah, we think so. You know, we went to Ogallala last week and we had some really good performances, and we had a few that probably were a little below maybe where we thought we were, but those are great things to find out. Go hit that really good competition, see where you stand, and it told us some things that we needed to work on. I think there are things that we can correct pretty quickly but overall, you know, really happy with the effort, really happy with, you know, the competitiveness our kids showed. So we know that if we have that, you know, and we get some good weather and we get some good training days, we can kind of really keep the ship moving in the right direction.
I'm sure there are a lot of folks gathering over by the discus ring for that opening throws. And boy, Noah Rao did not disappoint. 205 feet, 7 inches. Holy smokes.
Just amazing. And you know, he's still in these two meets. He hasn't really had what you would consider a favorable wind yet, you know. So we're still going to hit that day where the wind, makes that thing sail a little bit. And I think we've got, you know, we think that we've got some big throws, you know, coming. But, yeah, it's amazing to see the crowd around the discus ring. And it was a lot of fun. I got to go over there and watch final throws and that he actually set the record in prelims, but got to go over and see that. It's a really cool thing. And, you know, for Noah, he's just such a humble kid, just real soft spoken, you know, he doesn't say much. And so to know, you know, that he's kind of the center of attention there and everybody's coming to watch him, he's really handled it well.
But I remember you said before the first meets, he wanted to improve his shot put throws, and he has done that, hasn't he?
He has, and we noticed talking to Coach Lenners and Coach Forsella and Noah, you know, there's some, and we've seen it. I was actually over there for a little while yesterday and watching, and I saw him, you know, hit in practice there, something right around 59 feet. So, you know, he knows, he's uncorked some 58, 59 stuff, even in warm-ups, and hasn't got that measured throw yet. He had a 58 plus that was a scratch. He stepped over, at Grant, but he's really coming in that event, and he's really starting to put some, you know, some thought. He's really, I think, just the difference in the ring. It's a shorter ring, and he's making that adjustment with his feet, and we think he's got a 60-foot throw or two in there.
I know the rest of your field event guys on your vaulters are content. They'll move their way up, and as far as heights, James Baum on the high jump. I know he's not satisfied yet. Your jumpers yet? They're all. It's going to happen. Just takes a little time.
It really does, and you know our vaulters are close, and we've seen it in practice a little bit, so we know that they're progressing. They didn't get a great vault day on Thursday last week. There was a little bit of struggle. Spencer was really strong. Up through 13.3. Tate kind of had his struggles through the day, but we know that those guys are going to be there. And as you said, James had a couple of really good looks at 6.1, just clipped it with his heel. Luke Fries is going to be there in that high jump. He just he was kind of got caught between long jump and high jump, and just, gosh, he's peaking 8 inches over the bar at 5.9. We hit it with our feet and didn't get a clean jump. But another one, and this was kind of a little bit disappointing, but you know, we have a sophomore in Aaron Cervantes, and Aaron had a 42 plus foot triple jump where he left from behind the wide of the board and had some trouble on his landing, and still, you know, we thought he was in the air 43 plus feet, you know, but we found out this week that Aaron's got an injury that's going to keep him out for the rest of the season. So that's two guys that we've lost. He'd been, since basketball, he'd been battling some knee stuff. And when they went in there, he went to and saw an orthopedist. And when they went there, they said that there's some stuff that just needs to get healed. So we're going to lose Aaron there. And then, of course, we lost Tucker Mullender, kind of a staple of our, you know, 4x1 relay and sprints and long jump, a senior. And so we've lost a couple guys. So we're just have to figure out how to fill in the blanks a little bit. Everybody is going to need to step up and keep on keeping on.
Haven Hoxwell, he's your guy in your distances. I know he's looking to, you know, these meets and facing some competition that will push him to run some faster times.
Absolutely. You know, and I know Haven had a good day. You know, it wasn't the day he wanted on Thursday, but he had a good day, and Haven's just so consistent for us. And we're going to try to do some different things and maybe speed Haven up a little bit, some more 800s and some different things, and maybe not go the routine of, you know, 2 mile every meet, which is what he's always kind of done. And then we've thrown that 2 mile relay at him as well, too. But we're going to try to maybe back that off and maybe go one short race and one long race each day and just kind of try to get him clicking, because I think by the end of the year, Haven's going to be one of those guys that's going to be right there in that top 4 or 5 in both the 2 mile and mile in Class C and be right there competing in Omaha.
All three relays are kind of right there, right where you thought they'd be at this time of the year?
Yeah, bright spot, I thought, with the relays. Our 4x1, we just didn't know. It's kind of all new, like I said. We lost a couple seniors last year, and then to lose Tucker off of it, you know, Tucker Mullender with an injury, and Tucker's been doing it since his freshman year. So we're a lot new in this relay, but man, we filled in the blanks. We went 44-2, which, you know, that's about where we've been with some of our relays that have gotten down into the mid 43s and lower 43s in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. So excited about the 4x1. 4x4, we've just been kind of trying to move pieces in and out. I don't think we're near settled on four guys, but had a freshman come out and run an open 52-4 in Kaysen Winslick. So we were super excited about that. So we think there's a real solid relay there. And then our 4x8, really happy with those guys. Haven didn't run it on Thursday, but they still posted a nice time. And we had a senior, Jackson Cyborn, who stepped in and ran 209 and really helped us out on that leg. So, yeah, very excited about the relays right now.
Well, this weekend on Saturday at the Don Stein, there's some races were going to be fun to watch. I think the hurdles are going to be fun to watch. Your relays against Dundee and other teams are going to be fun to watch as well.
Oh, definitely. You know, Dundee County brings so much speed on both sides, boys and girls, and it's just fun to watch their kids compete. And you know, we're going to bring our kids. And there's just, you know, all the schools there, there's always just good competition there at Cambridge. There's always some really nice athletes coming out of this part of the state. And so we're always excited to see some different teams. You know, there's some teams we see there at Cambridge that we probably don't see much the rest of the year. And so it's a well-run meet. And, you know, we're hoping every time I look at the weather, it gets a little better for Saturday. So, you know, as I've said before, the announcing is top rate at the PA. So, you know, it's just a meet we really look forward to.